This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel Call on 13th of June 2017. We have Mariana, Bill, John, Max, Michael, and Sarmad on the call. Over to you, Mariana.
I think this meeting today will be pretty short. We have to, let's say, review what we have done in variant and repertoire group. We have to look, to give another look to our agenda for Istanbul meeting, and that's all I have planned for today meeting. So, I can't remember. Bill is here from Variant Group. So, Bill, will you take the stage first? If you have something to report about Variant Group,
we're working our way through what principles we will be using for the for establishing what the variants are. And have started looking through that lovely list of 270-odd code points that you have shared with everyone.
Okay. That's all? Yes, I've been following your progress. I think you are progressing very well. We shall have enough material for discussion during our Istanbul meeting. That's very good. I can give a short report about what was done in a repertoire group. Michael has joined us.
Mariana, Dennis has also joined us.
Oh, Dennis has also joined us. Okay, that's good. Repertoire group starting to prepare some working material for face-to-face meeting in Istanbul. We have, I have organized somehow a few tables which should be filled in to get some experience what will be included in our principles. So some instructions are done, some tables are arranged, and also we have on the other side Ahmed provided proposal for principles for inclusion, exclusion, and deferral of code points, and I put in those in this Ahmed's proposal some comments which Matt has given before, let's say, 1 week, and I suppose it will be the second material for our discussion about repertoire. I expect that some members of the repertoire group will try to do their homework to process at least 3 languages by their choice from the table proposed, and to collect some experience. And we shall have, I hope, enough material for our face-to-face meeting in Istanbul. That's all what I have to say for as a short report how what was done in a repertoire group. Is there anyone who will add who wants to add something or to comment something, or no one is raising the hand? Okay, Sarmad, please, will you be so kind to put our Michael, you want to say something? No. Will you be so kind to put our agenda for face-to-face meeting, because we made some kind of agenda. I got only one comment from Mats, and I hope that Mats is satisfied with the changes in agenda. So please look at it. It seems to me that we have enough material and nobody objected to chair proposed topics. So, Mats, if you want something more to be changed about workshop on repertoire analysis, please, you can do it now or we can do it during the face-to-face meeting. And Michael is hearing. You fixed it. Sorry. That's all. Bill will do a variant which working group WG presentation.
Mats has a comment, Mariana.
Mats, please.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The idea of the workshop is that everyone that can contribute to the discussion also will. I mean, we will discuss how we should do when we do the analysis. So everyone should think about it before the meeting, and I will prepare some material. So this will be a common discussion. And if you have examples of languages and the material that the unit bring up, please prepare that. Liana, there will be, or maybe Sharmad, there will be possibilities of a projector or displaying screen displayed from the computer.
Sorry, Max, I don't hear it.
So, Max was asking whether there's any display facility. So, we will be using the meeting room at ICANN office, which will have connectivity as well as projection facilities.
Yeah, that's the question I didn't understand. I didn't understand correctly. Michael, Mats, have you finished? Okay.
Yes.
Michael wants to say something. Please, Michael.
Yes, hi, everyone. My suggestion was only that maybe it would be useful to move my presentation up before the one of Mats, because presentation, I'm giving some examples from within the context of Africa. So it may be helpful to also introduce kind of in this way the practical aspects of our job, and it may help Mats in setting up a discussion later on, and may help us all to give us a common frame of reference. So maybe it would be useful to pull that up before the workshop on repertoire analysis and leave it within the same time frame, more or less. That is, keep it shorter and leave the remainder of the afternoon for discussions on the repertoire analysis as guided, as moderated by Mats. Thank you.
I was also thinking to move Mats' workshop later, because but I didn't understand you correctly. Are you proposing to move a workshop on repertoire and analysis after presentation of principles? That was my thinking before. I didn't catch exactly.
So, Mariana, I think Mikal was saying that swap the repertoire and the Latin script in Africa presentations on the first day. What you are suggesting is an additional change, in which I think you're suggesting that we take the analysis to after the principal's discussion. So
yeah, that was my thought, but I'm not sure is it correct, because I'm not very I'm not on the ground where I feel very secure, you know. I didn't catch what was Michael's proposal. To swap between repertoire Ahmed also joined us.
Yeah, so Mikael was saying swap last two presentations on the first day.
Use Platin script in Africa to be before and workshop on repertoire analysis after, just to swap these two.
Yes. Yes.
I don't mind if everybody agrees. That's up to special experts to say what is the better way.
So I guess
everybody's
okay fine. With that.
Yeah, everybody's okay with that, so we shall swap those two things. That's good. We shall change this.
Do you also now want to swap the principles and the one with the repertoire, or do you want to keep the principles after
separate day? After the, yeah. That's also up to experts to say their opinion. Because first day we shall have some experience, let's say what we have done, and tomorrow proposals for principles and discussion about principles based on the experience which we got the previous day. Michael, everything is okay. Maybe I need something. I'm quite okay with your proposal to have to switch just repertoire and Latin script in Africa, and to leave principles for the second day and all this stuff for planning and outreach and all the other things. It is okay for me.
Brianna, I would like to make a comment.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
So just as a suggestion, I guess, you recently proposed a procedure to analyze the repertoire. And so at least the way I would understand it is that the principles will give us a criteria and procedure will give us a methodology on how to go about doing this. We are covering the principles, but in the agenda we don't really have a slot where we are actually covering the procedure, and I just wanted to ask whether it would be useful to cover the procedure as well, and if that's the case, do you want to cover it within the repertoire analysis, or would you want to do a separate thing?
What do the other people think about it?
This is Ahmed.
Ahmed, please.
Yeah. Actually, I agree with Dr. Sharma that we also discuss procedures. So we may discuss it along with inclusion and exclusion principles. So maybe there would be 45-minute discussion for the principles and 45-minute discussion for the procedures. Is it possible, Dr. Sharma, or you are not happy with the timeline?
I would be happy with whatever you guys decide. But I thought that may actually be a useful thing to review, since that's been asked from the working group members, and you know, it may be a good idea to talk about it with everybody who's at least present, so that everybody has the same understanding about the process. So yes, it could be done in two possible slots, either in the repertoire analysis slot or the principles slot. And it's up to you guys to decide how you want to place it.
Yes, I have suggested to the process. Sorry, who is talking? Ahmed, are you talking?
Sorry. I actually agree
with the plot, and I propose to include it in the principles, because we will require more time for the repertoire analysis, and it would not be possible to discuss in that class. This is my suggestion.
So, Ahmed, your suggestion is that my proposal how to, or instructions how to process languages in the repertoire group, your proposal is to discuss it during a session about principles for inclusion, inclusion and exclusion of code points. Did I catch it properly?
Yeah, actually, I want to repertoire analysis as it is, and split principles plus procedures. So, because we will have a thorough discussion on repertoire analysis, so that's why we can have a discussion on the it would be around on day one or two shifted to day two, day one. So it would be split into two parts: principles of inclusion and exclusion code points, and then after that, we can have the procedure how to proceed with these analyses.
This is Sarmad. I just want to point out that Max is proposing that procedure could be included in the third slot on the second day, because we have an extra slot probably. The two planning slots, so we can reduce the one of the planning slots and replace that with discussion on procedure, and Mikal is agreeing on that. So that's a third option.
Okay, so we have two proposals. Ahmed proposed that we these instructions include in the session where we shall discuss principles for inclusion and exclusion of code points, and Matt proposed that we have that we can use one of these planning sessions, planning next steps and planning and outreach, just to devote this time to instructions how to process languages in repertoire group.
Ahmed is suggesting that he agrees with Matt's suggestion as well. So,
It seems to me also that Matt's suggestion is very healthy. I mean, we shall use our time spent together to finalize or let's say to polish these instructions, and everybody will be understand. What was my idea how to process those languages. It is better to discuss this matter in face-to-face meeting, and if we shall have enough time for planning and outreach, that's 1 hour and a half or something like this. I'm also for Matt's proposal. Ahmed also agreed, so we shall use the slot from which is called Planning Next Steps, so we shall change the name of the slot and give it something like discussion of the procedure how to process languages in the repertoire group, or whatever is the other people think it's suitable. Are we okay with it? Yeah, Mikhail says also okay. Mikhail is okay, Jean-Paul is okay. So, we agreed. So, we shall have another topic here in the agenda. Also, this is not, this agenda also should be adjusted during our face-to-face meeting, but at least we have the structure now of the agenda, and people are okay how it looks now. And that was everything what I planned for today. Is there any other suggestions or discussion about about the agenda or about anything else? To be sure we got it, yeah. Cousin, yes, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, to harmonize our work. That's a good suggestion. Jean-Paul is typing something. Let's see. Anybody else? Let me see. NATO. No hands up. So, Jean-Paul, are you typing really, or just because your cursor is on the field where the typing is allowed? Oh, I will not be present at the face-to-face meeting. Will there be any kind of broadcast? Yeah, that's the question for Sarmad. I don't know.
We can arrange to open the Adobe Connect room if there is, if you'd like, and I can certainly, we can certainly do that. That's not an issue.
Yes, it would be good if someone wants to follow who is not present at a face-to-face meeting. Michael, sorry, I didn't see your hand. Please speak.
Nathan. Hey, I wrote my comment in the chat box. I just want to say that in your email, which you recently sent, you wrote something about volunteers analyzing 5 to 10 languages. My suggestion was doing 1 to 2 languages, not 5 to 10, but I think that will regulate itself on its own somehow. Thanks.
Sorry, I said maybe 3 to 5. What was my... Yeah, but... You know, I cannot force anyone. Maybe if someone wants to do more, let him do more. Or everyone can do in the short time what they can. I cannot, I mean, this is no obligation about it. Sorry, I can change it in my notes after the meeting. 1 to 2 languages, okay? And we shall open Adobe Connect so that the people who are not attending face-to-face meeting can follow what we are doing. Any other comments or suggestions? Michael is typing again. You can speak, Michael, if you want. Matt.
Sure. I was just trying to clarify that the restriction I had suggested earlier was obviously there's a volunteering process, was just because I thought this would give people a chance to take a look at some practical work before the face-to-face meeting. So I don't think there is any chance anyone can go work through 5 to 10 languages or 3 to 5 languages before our meeting. I don't think that would have been feasible last week or when we had our last telephone conference. So that was the reason why I was trying to point that out. There was everything I was trying to say. Sorry if that got thanks.
Thank you, Matt. Sorry, maybe I misunderstood or didn't write down correctly what were the proposals. Okay, I'll put in the today's note that everybody who can could try to. Process 1 to 2 languages just to get some experience. It is not real work. Real work didn't start yet. That's just for to fill the material, not the process, nothing else. Okay, I'll do it in the today notes. Sorry, I didn't catch it properly last time we had a meeting. Matt, your hand is up. Please speak.
Yes, thank you. I just want to point out that it's good if we all read the principles document thoroughly about it, what it means. That will make the discussion much better. And Miriana, do you want us to go in and edit in the document and do updates as we think, or should we just comment things?
I don't know exactly. I have tried to collect in one document everything what was done up to today about principles for inclusion and exclusion, and I had only two people submitted something. One is Ahmed's proposal, and you gave some comments, and these comments are good for discussion for you. And I don't know if people have time, they can comment this document, that's up to everyone. I cannot force anyone to do more things than it is possible, because we have a very short time till the next meeting and the people have their own obligations. So I just wanted to collect everything in one place and had no idea. My first idea was that this document could be a starting point for our discussion for principles for inclusion and exclusion of code points. That's all what was I thinking. So if someone feels that can add some comments or change something in the document, please do it. Maybe it will be easier to discuss later during the face-to-face meeting all the points of interest. We are trying to find our way through this mess, you know. So... Matt's proposal is good for the participation of all group. Yes, I can say in my notes after this meeting that the members of the repertoire group who will not attend our face-to-face meeting in Istanbul can put their comments or suggestions in the document which is now in the Google Docs. Concerning principles for inclusion and exclusion of code points. So I think it will be, we shall have more material for discussion. Everybody, not just people who will not attend the meeting, everybody could add their suggestions and comments to the document. And I can ask people to do it if they feel it is necessary to do it. I'm just writing something. Is there anyone else who wants to add something? Any other points for discussion? Ahmed Field. I'm just counting who is present, not to forget anyone. Yeah. I think I can. Hazen is also here. Okay. There is some. Ahmed, please. Your hand is up. Please, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
Ahmed.
Actually, I just want to add that we should select one or two languages and tell to Mirjana that we have selected this language. Otherwise, it will be a mess. One person may have selected the one language and the other person may have selected the same, So it should be a difference between the language, so that we can have the variety of languages during the meeting for this question.
I think I have in the proposal for instructions how to process languages. I think I have added the sentence that every member who wants to process any language should put his name in the specific column, so everybody else will know that this language is in the phase of process.
Please read
instructions carefully. Maybe there is a lack of information in those instructions, because that's the way I understood we could proceed. But there may be always some better way to proceed, and this is just a document this is just the way how I have done it before, and if there is a better way, we shall accept the better way. That's the way I saw the processing. So everything can be changed, you know. That's not something which is very strict. Maybe there are also some things which should be added in this instruction. So please read these instructions carefully. And that's good that we shall discuss it, that we shall devote one slot of our time in face-to-face meeting to clarify everything what is written over there and change everything which is not correct and which could be done in a better way. Yeah, just put in Turkish language in this table, which are the languages at least. Just put in the column processed by your name, and nobody else will process Turkish language. You know, those instructions may look some a little bit more technical, or I was trying to make it as clear as I can. So that's good for everyone to read those instructions and to help me to improve them. That's all today what I have planned. Any other business? I cannot see that someone wants to speak. So, we have been very efficient today. That's good. You will have more time for your other things to do. So, I want to close the meeting for today and thank you everyone who joined this meeting, everybody who joined this meeting. And we shall see in Istanbul. Although it might be very good if Sarmad writes to the list what is the best way to travel from airport to the hotel, and do we need Turkish currency, such things, because I have not been in Turkey for at least 20 years, and Sarmad is traveling over there from time to time. So, please, Sarmad, if it is not difficult to you, give us your experience for this transfer from airport to the hotel, and do we need to change the money on the airport?
Right. So you should change some money at the airport because you have to pay the taxi. And there are two options. You can take the tram. But I think the preferable way is probably to take the taxi, because the tram is not going to go all the way to the hotel. So if you take the tram, you'll eventually have to take a taxi via the tram ends. But in any case, those two options are there. You can take partially tram and then the taxi, but a more efficient way would be to probably just take a taxi directly to the hotel. It should take about 45 minutes to get to the
hotel. Oh, that's so far from the airport. Is pretty far from the city. 45 minutes,
yeah.
That's not too close,
Yeah, it's not very close to where the hotel is. And there are two routes. There is a route which the taxi can take a highway, and the other one is in the smaller streets, not the highway route. I've in my previous trips, the different taxi people have taken either of those routes, so both of them are fine. I can't remember how much it used to cost, so I can't tell you that, but I can check and get back to you. What you could also do is, if you are all interested, you can share your flight details with the rest of the group which is traveling, and if there are people arriving at the same time, you could share a taxi. So that's also a possibility. There is, Hazem is saying that there is also a shuttle bus from airport to Taksim. If you take the shuttle bus, then from Taksim you can take a taxi to the hotel. So that may actually be a slightly cheaper option. So there are some of those options which you can explore. There's no direct way to get to the hotel from airport with except a taxi. If you take a tram or a shuttle, you'll have to switch to a taxi at some point.
Yeah, and we should take care about our luggage and so on. So everyone should choose the most suitable way for himself or herself. But it is also important to know how much money should we change at the airport to pay for taxi. Maybe we can find information on the internet. We shall see. If I don't find, I will ask you to find some of your old bills.
I will, right. So I will ask the ICANN office staff in Istanbul in case they have an estimate, and I'll share that information with you.
Yes, please. Yes, please. That will be very helpful. Yeah. Okay. Then that's all for today. Okay. Thank you very much for attending this meeting, and see you in Istanbul in 1 week. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.